The series of shurim that we are presently embarked on is entitled A Work Ethic from a Torah Perspective, Halacha and Agoda. So yesterday, in the part one of this series, we discussed the Gemara and Kedushin, the famous brisa that the father is obligated to teach his son in umnis, a profession. The Gemara presents a machlokes tanoim in Kedushin, whether a business enterprise is considered to be a fulfillment of this obligation. We pass in the halacha that iska, in the language of the Gemara, suffices. That is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of teaching one's child umnis. That's how the Magen Avraham quotes the halacha in our Chayim Siman Kuf Nun Vav. It's also mentioned by the Rif, by the Rosh, by the Kabbalah Nesanel. The second segment of the shiur, which was the bulk of the shiur, focused on the well-known contradiction, the well-known stira that's asked by many between two Mamori Chazal. One, Maimon Chazal, the obligation to teach one's child umnis, a craft, a profession. And the second statement, the Rav Noroi, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Meniach Ani Kol Umnis Shavoylam, the comment of Rav Noroi, that his position was that Torah is the only schera, if you will, using the parlance. There's actually even a niggun to that. Torah is the best of schera that I was taught as a youngster, probably in grade 2 and 3. But that statement of Rav Noroi clearly seems to be not in sync with the position which is quoted la halacha, which is concretized la halacha, of teaching a child umnis. So yesterday, in the course of the shiur, we presented, using the Maamar Kamos that are in front of you, several approaches. We'll just summarize them briefly. The approach of the Bi Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Shin Vav and Hilchos Shabbos, where the Mechaber speaks of Malamda Umnis, which is also found in one of the Zmiros of Shabbos. And the Bi Halacha refers to the Machlokes Tanoim, indicates that we pasken against Rav Noroi. Our position is not in sync with Rav Noroi, and one could concurrently, simultaneously do both. One can engage in a study of Torah and also umnis as well, but we don't paskin like Rav Noroi, we paskin like the other position that once you teach a child umnis. The second approach we mentioned was that of the Marsha at the end of Maseches Kedushin. The Chida also has a similar kind of position that when Rav Noroi made the statement, Meiniach ani kol umnis sheba'ilam ve'im elamis b'ni elas Torah, it's not to be taken in a literal fashion, but it means the following, that Torah should be the keva, Torah should be the mainstay of my life. That should be in the forefront, that should be the primary impetus, and umnis should be arai. Umnis should be secondary, umnis should be tertiary, but there's no machlokes between these two statements, namely that of Rav Noroi and that of the Gemara in Kedushin, that one is obligated to teach a child umnis. Then we saw the position on page number 3 of the Maamar Kamos of the Igros Meisha, Agoyin HaMesha Feinstein Tzatzal, that he contended that Rav Noroi is speaking about a young child. When a person is young, of course, he has to establish Sharashim, he has to establish a foothold, a foundation, a base in Torah, and therefore that young child certainly should be schooled in Limud HaTorah to the maximum. But when a person becomes of age, when a person is obviously older, an adult, and he has responsibilities in terms of a family, marriage, and the like, to be Mefarnes's family, then there's no question, there's an obligation that he has to find some craft, some umnis, and that's when the Chiyuv Lamda Umnis is in place. Let's continue with a number of other approaches that I mentioned. There's a very well-known, but I would say rather creative and innovative approach of the Chassam Sefer, and it's found here on page 4. In Lulav HaGozel, the Chassam Sefer, will read the commentary of the Chassam Sefer on page number 4, the upper section. The Chassam Sefer has a rather remarkable chiddush, and one that is, in some respects, as I indicated, quite innovative and quite mechudash from almost every perspective. He's commenting on the Mishnah, Maseches Sukkah, the Mishnah describing the criteria for esrogim, and what is kosher and what's not kosher. And among the criteria, the Mishnah, of course, speaks about the color of the esrog And so the Mishnah speaks of Esug HaKushi, and the Chazal, the Gemara there, describes Domer LeKushi Tanan. So he quotes from his Rebbe, the Bala Flaz Atzal, on the top line here, Bahadu Pligi, Rav Shimon Yechoy, Rabbi Shmuel, Reish Perakes and Bevarchim. That Gemara is found as well here in the Maamar Komos. A bit later, on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara has a famous discussion. It's on page number 9 of the Maamar Komos, where the position of Rabbi Shmuel is expressed in a very pithy kind of way, based on the pasuk Yasapta de Ganecha. The Gemara is trying to resolve a contradiction of two psukim, and the Gemara resolves it by indicating Yasapta de Ganecha Hanig ben Minu Deracheretz. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, as we mentioned yesterday in the Shir, Deracheretz has many translations depending on the context, but here Deracheretz clearly refers to, as Rashi indicates over there in Kedushin Daf Lamed Hei and Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Beis, referring to working, that one should have some umnis, some profession, some craft, in order to be able to sustain oneself. That's the position of Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara quoted Rav Shimon Yechoy, who commented, is it possible that a person should be chorish b'shas charisha, b'zorea b'shas zriya, b'kotzer b'shas ktsira, b'dosh b'shas disha, b'zorea b'shas haruach, Torah mateyaleh, if one is spending all of one's time, 24-7, engaged in agricultural activities, in agronomy, so one will obviously not be able to devote any time to the study of Torah. So his position is expressed in the following way. Bizman she Yisrael osim mitzvah shalokam, when we carry out the will of Hashem, melachta nasei saideh acherim. All of our productivity, whatever fecundity we achieve, will be, in effect, taking place through the instrumentality of other individuals. And he quotes Psukim. But if we don't carry out the Ratzon of Hashem, then Malachta Nasi Saide Atzman, then we'll obviously be compelled to work for a living and the like. The Gemara then, the Maskana, has a statement of Abaye, Harbi also Rabbi Shmuel, but also Biyadon. Rabbi Shmuel's approach, his modus operandi was eminently successful, while that of Hashem Menichoi, lo also Biyadon. So many assume that from that statement of Abaye, that's how we paskin. So Rabbi Nachsam Sefer here refers to that machlokes in the name of his Rebbe, the Bala Flaw, and he writes Umaskinon on the second line now on page number 4. Harbi Asu Kirashbi will also be Adon Omer Huzal Shaosu Kirashbi. The Bala Flaw makes a wonderful diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara uses the Chaf HaDimyon. Many did Kirashbi, like Rashbi. Doesn't say Harbi Asu and Rashbi. Devade Misha Kamanosu L'Shem Hashem. He goes on to say, I'll explain it in a moment. Of course, the Kushi is clearly an unusual sight. I mentioned that my Rebbe Hagoyin, the Nisim Albert Zatzal, Tamil Buvaga, Misha Feinstein, so he came to the shores of America, never saw a Kushi in his life, and did not know regarding the bracha that he's supposed to make, that the Gemara comments in Maseches Brachos, in the last parak, also quoted Shulchan Aruch, La'alocha, Baruch Mishana Abrios. So he had a suffix, so he made it without Shevu Malchus. And then he asked his Rebbe later on, Hagana Meshafayin Sin Tatzal, regarding the Psak Alocha. So here the Chassam Sefer actually refers to this Gemara in Sukkah, Esuga Kushi, and he understands Kushi homiletically as the tzaddik hamashuna b'masav. Kikushi hamashuna b'oro hu kashach. Dome of the Kushi, person wants to liken himself to a Kushi, namely liken himself to a great tzaddik, to Rashbi, zeh posel, ki lo also b'yado, ad kan divi harav, divi p'chochem chen. So the Habal HaFlo says that there are many individuals who think they are in a madrega way beyond where they really are. So they are, in effect, Dome Lakushi, and that's the Mediyuk he makes in Lashon the Gemara. Harbi also Kirashbi, but also the other, because they're not holding there. That's not their Madrega. That's not where they're at. And they have no right to arrogate from themselves such lofty positions. And then he continues, Mikan Ve'elech, Tosefes Diri Talmidu Hapod Kamoni. He says, now the Talmud Hapod, the minimalistic Talmud of the great Samsung, of the Bala Flaw, is now going to comment. So he has the following presentation, which is a massive chiddush. Nira lefi ani yizdaiti abishmol nami lama mikro v'asapta d'ganecha ela beretz Yisrael. When is Rav Naroi talking about? He's talking about Chutz Laaretz. When he says that einim elami bini ela Torah meiniach ani kolum nishba olam, that's talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. The psukim that the Gemara cites, the psukim says the chsam sova that relate dafka to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, v'asapta d'ganecha, that's the focus point of the Gemara, is in Eretz Yisrael. Barom Yisrael shruim, shabod bekaga gufa, mitzvah mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael, lehotzi perasei akdoshim, v'alzeh tzivsa atoyah, v'asapta d'ganecha. Ubo azore goren, asorim halayu, l'posik migil asrus, mishum mitzvah, uki'ilu tomar. As if one could possibly make the following suggestion. Lo aniyach tefillim, neshani esik batorah. Essentially, what does Rav Naroi say? Meiniach ani, I will abandon everything in the world, which means I won't put on tefillin, I won't be mekai mitzvahs, I'm involved in the study of Torah. Of course, is the sugya in Shabbos, with someone who's Torasa umluso, what his status is regarding mitzvahs. The Chassam Sofer is alluding to that, but can a person make such a statement? Hachinami lo yoma lo esef, I'm involved in the study of Torah. I can't reap. I can't do any of the agricultural activities that are involved in effect, cultivating Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, V'efsha afilu shari umnus, she'esh b'em yishuva oilam hakol b'chlal mitzvah. He suggests maybe there are other umnios besides agricultural activities. But it's clear from the Chassam Sofer that the mitzvah of yishuva Eretz Yisrael, in a direct kind of way, he writes this several times, not just in the Chiddushim here on Masechet Sukkah, but in the Shels and Chuvis, and he mentions in a few other places. His position is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only performed if one can be a farmer. If one is not a farmer, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What a striking Chiddush. But then he suggests here, parenthetically, Sharei umnuyo sheish b'em yishuv ha'elam hakol b'chlav mitzvah. Be'efshar. He has a suffix. He's not sure whether any other profession, being a lawyer, being a doctor, being an engineer, and the like, which involves Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that he's not involved in any constructive activity. So other constructive professions, he has a suffix whether they're included in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, the contrast, and that's what he ends off by the earlier mashal that he used. V'hainu the mechadish rav v'yesek l'kushi afil l'mdin be'al l'kushi mam. V'hainu v'rashbi v'chavei rav v'amitim v'kom v'kom holon v'alul v'nebabel v'kashu v'eretz Yisrael apostle v'bin on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael de Yisrael. So essentially, he establishes the following chiddush, which is a massive chiddush. Rav Naroi is talking in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, the focus has to be on Talmud Torah and well, everyone is obligated to engage in umnis, specifically the umnis of agriculture, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is a very out-of-the-box, as it were, kind of chiddush, but it's very famously known in the name of the great Goyin, the Chassam Sofer, who essentially limits Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to agricultural pursuits. And that itself is a chiddush which many Gdolei Achronim did not acquiesce, did not agree with, and they felt that essentially can be Mekai Yishuv Eretz Yisrael through other ways and means as well. But his contention was that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, literally, you are Meyashiv Eretz Yisrael, you are Meyashiv the land, the karka, you make it fertile, you somehow enhance the agricultural fecundity of Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And somehow he applies this to the Machlok, the Tzion Abner Roi, and the other position of teaching Umnis. So Umnis essentially, according to the position of the Chassam Sofer, is Dafka Eretz Yisrael, but the Chutz Laaretz there, Rav Naroi's position is applicable. I'm reminded, I think I mentioned this a number of times, that when we spoke about the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, I've told many, many people, and this is the honest truth, that one of the 1,000 reasons I came to Eretz Yisrael was to get Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis. Obviously, my primary reason for coming here is because it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a chavis aguf, by Rashi Mesoros Vishavtim Bo, the Rambam, with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadikim Levroch, interpreted, even though the Rambam doesn't count it per se as a Chayvus Agur, but certainly it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and one should also fulfill mitzvahs kiyumios. And even assuming it's a din d'rabbanan, I think it's a good thing to fulfill din d'rabbanan as well. Anyway, so therefore, on all these bases, one came to Eretz Yisrael. But another reason I came here was to be able to be zecher the Bechas Kohanim on a daily basis, because Shabbat is the one who is the essentially the Mekar Bracha, B'Sam Uchmiya B'Lei Yisrael V'Ani Avarachem, as the way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tevila, that the Kohanim are essentially a pipeline, a kind of sluice gate, where they are the ones who deliver the bracha on a kind of magash el zahav, on a golden platter. And therefore, that's the reason why my father, Basham, was very makbid the few times a year that we had Bichas Kohanim Chutz Aris to give a yashikach to the Kohanim. That's why I tell the Kohanim in Shul, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Yeh Yasher in Hilchos Bichas Kohanim. He mentions that idea, and he tells the Kohanim to remain on the bima till after Kaddish, so someone should not interrupt the Kaddish by giving them yashikach. So I'm very makbid to give yashikach to the Kohanim. I've spoken about this many, many times. So there are many reasons why Bichas Kohanim is not relevant to Chutz Aretz. It's a pele, one of the probably pillars habere that Bichas Kohanim does not take place in Chutz Aretz, except Sfardim, who are medaktik on Bichas Kohanim. And I imagine in Johannesburg, probably the same thing is applicable. The Sfardim HaMakvid and the Ashkenazim do not do Bichas Kohanim. And there are many, many reasons that are given why Bichas Kohanim is not done. On one Friday night in my shul recently, I listed about 7-8 reasons, and each one is more difficult than the previous one. Kol echad yoseh kosher mechavero. So and that's already known in among the Dovei Achronim, many, many different reasons. But the reason quoted by the Ramah is fascinating. I'm mentioning it because of the Chassam Sefer that I just spoke about. The Ramah says the reason is because in Chutz Aretz, they are very torud. They're trudim bepanasosan mechiosan. They're preoccupied with making a living, with umnes. They're preoccupied with their attention is taken by the amount of time, energy, and effort it takes to make a living, while in Eretz Yisrael, somehow that doesn't seem to be an issue. And therefore, only in Chutz Aretz do we not have Bichas Kohanim, because it has to be B'Simcha. Simcha means that one is free of tirdas, one is free of worries, anxieties, one does not fret about any issue. And apparently in Chutz Aretz, there's an enormous amount of stress that doesn't exist at all in Eretz Yisrael. So I remember my father, Lashon, when my parents made Aliyah and moved to Eretz Yisrael towards the end of their lives. So my father came here, he was here a bit, and after a while he said to me, he doesn't understand. It seems to him there are more tirdas in Eretz Yisrael than there are in Chutz Aretz. How in heaven's name could the Ramah say what he says? Doesn't seem to make any sense. He, Baruch Hashem, he made a living in Chutz Aretz. He worked for many, many years. He actually was a Cooper Union graduate. That's physics and math. That's what he wanted his children to go into. And kind of all of them basically went off to Derech and entered Klei Kodesh. But whatever the case is, so my father could understand what is heaven's name is the understanding of this Ramah. So after a few months, my father came to me and told me he thinks he understands the Ramah. In Chutz Aretz, the Ramah says, they are Torah b'panasosan u'michiyosan. That means, it says in the American dollar, I'm not sure about the Johannesburg Rand, but in the American dollar on the bottom it says, in God we trust. So basically, whom do they trust? In the almighty dollar. The dollar is called the almighty. The dollar of the Almighty or Hainu Hach. They're called terminus. But to be viewed directly, that's what the Ramah says. Trudim bepanasas and michiyosam. In the Almighty dollar we trust. And in Eretz Yisrael, they trust in the Almighty. They push and have bitachon Hashem is barach. That's why the matzav here, Eretz Yisrael, didn't know the matzav of chutzos. Here we have besimcha. Here we have bali bitachon. We rely on Hashem is barach. And as a result, we can duchen without difficulty. So I always reminded of this whenever I see this Chassam Sefer, who has the remarkable chiddush. That the din of Rav Noroi, that meniach ani kolum nishiva ela me'melam nes b'ni ala teira, so he contends applies only in Chutz Aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of Yishe Eretz Yisrael, we're obligated to lam d'um nes. Okay, now continuing on to a famous essay written by Hagoyim, Aruchad of Asimim, Zechat Tadi v'kol Shtib Rocha. Hashem Yimkan Domov. Aruchad of Asimim in Kevitz Ma'amorim has a well-known essay. And the truth is that his position was already foreshadowed by the Pnei Yoshua, by the Sefer HaMikneh on Kedushin, the author of the Baal HaFlah, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. But here it's spelled out in a very beautiful essay of Rav Chanan Wasserman. And he's medayik again in the Lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is Rav Nora Yomer Meniach Ani Kolum Mishabaylam Beimelamin as Bini Ela Teira. Why do you use the lashon Beimelamin as Bini, my son Ela Teira, as opposed to Beinu Melamed? I'm not going to teach Ben Stam. And the Gemara over there, Chayv Adam Melamed is Bina Yumnus. One is obligated to teach his son a trade, but he speaks about his son. So there's a famous Gemara in Kedushin. I think I told over this as well. Many, many years ago, several decades ago, when I used to go to the shul, my Rebbe, Maran Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal. So once I asked him, my children were very young, and they were sort of rowdy, as children tend to be, Baruch Hashem, that's their function. They have to give their parents a little Agmas Nefesh, a little Tzar Gidol Bonin, that's a key of my mitzvah, apparently. Once in a while, you can have a yellow tub Yerushalayim. Usually, it's an extraordinary Yotzei Min HaKlal, an exception to the rule, but here and there you do have such children, Baruch Hashem. And I maintain that Adrabah, the rowdy ones, are the best. Usually they turn out to be somehow the biggest Talmidei Chachamim and the ones that are most exciting in terms of what happens with them. So I asked the Rav Soloveitchik the following kasha. And we used to go to the shurim in Boston. The Gemara says in Kedushin, also a famous Gemara, the Gemara says, let's say there's a kind of, I would call it not a competition, but I would say there's only an opportunity for one person to learn because of the financial issues that are involved, the financial outlay that's involved, namely the father or the son. So the Gemara says, he takes precedence over his son. However, the Gemara goes further. It says, if we have a son who is very acute intellectually, who's very bright, very sharp, very capable. You see that he's erudite, that he's a masmid, he's a shaktan, he has wonderful intellectual qualities, but he also has the Gemara Nida, Haretz HaShach, and Yarbi Yeshiva. So then the Gemara says, so I asked my Rebbe, it seems to me that in the case that I'm in, I'm working for a living, and my children are pretty rowdy, I think it's a clear Gemara. Who Lilma, the B'nai Lilma, who Kaidim? So he asked me, who do you think is going to go to work? I said, I think my children should go to work. Someone should support me, and I should be the one who should be sitting and learning. So he smiled at me and said, Enochanami, you are correct. That's in the situation where one of who lilmo to benoy lilmo, but that's not the situation today. So I asked him, what is the situation? The situation is quite different, markedly different. The situation is who lilmo to benoy lios yehudi. Is your son going to continue the masera of his parents, of his forebears, of his grandparents, of his great parents? If that's the case, then there's no makom mistapek. Of course, we know kodmo. Of course, your son takes precedence. We want to be mamshich masera of Klal Yisrael. And the only way to do it is by teaching children Torah, by being mechanich them. So I've always had that in my head. And when I saw Rav Chanan Wasserman Zatzal many, many years ago, where he is mechalik between Ben Stam Ischai and Umnes. A regular child, a normal child, a wholesome child, is obligated in Umnes. What Abner Roy spoke about was Bini. He was talking about Bino HaChorif VeHamemulach. Abner Roy, he's mesugal to learn Torah without hefsek, without any mafriyim. Apparently he's a shakdan, he's a masmid, he's diligent, he's industrious, he has the intellectual baggage, he has the intellectual equipment to do so. That's the difference. So now let's take a look at the language of Abba Chana Basman. We won't read the whole thing, but we'll read parts of it. But essentially, I just summarized more or less for you in a precise form the position of Abba Chana Basman. Here he's talking about a famous issue that's raised also by many as far as secular studies. Is there a heter to engage in secular studies? That's not the subject, really, of this series of shiurim. We're talking about the issue of umnis, of a profession, of a trade, what the Gemara in Kedushin calls rei chayim v'isha she'ahavta. There's a need for a person to find a craft, a profession, to sustain his family. So he writes over here, I'm just reading the underlined section, but limud umnis kedei l'hispanisi mitzvah indicates that there's no question studying, acquiring a profession in order to be able to earn a panosa, constitutes a mitzvah. May I time a poskim shabbos alatin l'lam the umnes. That's in the Nigin and in the Gemara in Shabbos as well that he refers to. That's in the Mechabit Sim Shin Vav. Davi b'chol chetzei shavayim. The chayvan l'lam is b'nai umnes. Esher zehu l'chlal ho'ilam. Whom does this apply to? Rov Ha'olam, the majority of the world has to follow this particular position. Person sees that his own son has the capacity, has a great desire, a cheshek for learning, and he's also a Baal Kishrin, and he can become a great Gadol Batera. So the language, the stress is on Bini. The other Gemara speaks about to teach a child umnas. That's a regular child. A child which is called in the Hebrew of Eretz Yisrael as Rachman Ashura. A regular child, the classic average person, but if one sees that one has a child who is suited to become great in Limud HaTorah, then the Rav contends that for that child, he should be only involved in the study of Torah. And then he continues further, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, says, he doesn't disagree that there's an obligation to teach all the profession of craft. You can't say that he denies the value of umnis, the value of a person acquiring a panosa, a craft. He quotes a sugi in Makkos, also a famous sugi in Makkos, and there's no machlokas regarding this matter. And he brings other rais as well. He quotes from Mishtabura, the Simish in Vav that we read yesterday. Mishtabura says that umnas is a mitzvah. He quotes a Yushalmi in Maseches Peah, which is a similar to the Gemara Menachos, not Tzadik Tes. And so it's clear that there is obviously a concept of umnas and shum safek. And if you look on page number 5, where this essay continues, on top of the page, now he's talking about secular studies. A person wants to engage secular studies not because of umnas. Now his position is that secular studies is only a means to an end, and the end is panasa. This is another well-known, famous discussion that needs a separate attention. Is there value to studying philosophy, which will not necessarily bring one to any kind of umnas? Is there value to studying literature? Is it permissible to study philosophy and or literature? That's what he seems to be talking about. He enjoys studying philosophy. He enjoys somehow examining literature. We're not talking about literature that has in it issues or language or any of concepts or ideas that are inimical to Torah. That would be asur v'hechlet. No question, that would not be permissible. But we're talking about something which is of a sterile nature, which somehow a person has intellectual enjoyment from, yesh welcome to Asim Shul Bittul Torah. So he takes the position that would not be permissible. And then he quotes the Rambam on line number 5, in Resh Melvav and Yodei Hilchos Talmud Torah, Mutar Lilmod Bakrai Bishar Chochmas. A Mokar in Yushalmi, Derech Agav, one can engage in Shar Chochmas. But Bikitsur, the position of the Kovitz Ma'amorim of Hagoyin Al-Khan Vassman Zatzal is that there's a distinction between a child that has the capacity, the ability, the cheshek, the ratzon, to go and learn Torah at the highest of levels, that one should maximize that situation of that child. Mashenken, the average child clearly has to be taught, and umnas has to be taught a profession. Now, I'll mention, I didn't actually cite this in the Maran Bekomos, but there's a very well-known, famous tshuva of Rav Avad Yosef. It's found actually in the Chabad Das, in Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Hey. And he was asked the following question. It's a very well-known psak. Often there's conflict between parents and children. I've been dealing with this my entire professional life. I'm in the world of Rabbanus and the world of Chinuch for many, many years, many decades. And often there's a conflict between a parent and a child. The child may want to learn, and the parent would like him to go essentially into an area where he'll be able to find some umnas, or into some context where he'll find umnas. So I'll just read the language of the tshuva, the Chabad Das, which very much reflects what the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the Pe'er Shua that preceded him, and the Miknan Kedushin as well. I read some of his language. He writes, Nar Sim Limuda Beveisefi Yisodi. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. A young man who went to grade school, parochial school, elementary school. Haim Odif Lashik Limuda Beyeshivat Tichonit. Should he go to a regular Israeli high school? The Kai Mishnas Chazal Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. He should be able to combine both, have a secular education as well as a Torah education. Oh, adif yoter lamshich l'mol b'yeshiva kedosha. Should he learn in one of the yeshivas, what they call here, a yeshiva ktana, asher bo Kol hazman mugdash l'limud haTorah b'lvad. He'll only be involved in the study of Torah. So Kedarka b'Kodesh in a very, very lengthy tshuva. So first he quotes the stira that we are familiar with, namely between Rav Noroi and the other statement, Rav Noroi miniach ani kolum shabayilam ve'elam nisbiyah l'Torah. And that seems to be so in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that Yafet Talmud Torah de'acheres shegi ashneim ashkach asavon, or kol Torah sheni mamalacha seifa b'teila b'gareres avon. And the Brice in Kedushin, person is chai to teach his child Torah, to teach him this, and the pasuk that in Koheles, that Gemara quotes, so he asked that stira, and then he refers to the machlokes between Rav Shimon Yochai and Rav Yisrael, the Brice and the Achlam and Ham and Beis and Brachas that I mentioned earlier, and the maskon of Abaye, Harbi also, Rav Yisrael will also be Adam, Rav Shimon Yochai will also be Adam. So therefore, based on all the above, the aforementioned, he comes to the following maskana. Well, if he's a nira, Shemasha Shanina Yafet Talmud Torah Derecheres, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that prescribes that once you go ahead and study a profession, Zui Midas Kol Adam. That is the position that Rove, that most of the world should essentially acquire, adapt to. Shem Lo Yisasi Gam Derecheres, Sofu Lizbatav Medivre Torah. That's what the Mishnah says. Kol Torah Sheinim Abalacha Seifu B'Teilu V'Gareh Asavam. Therefore, that person or the average person should be Noeg Minig De'acheres. And it goes through a whole series of Mamor Chazal, one of the most famous ones, the Psukim in Dvarim in Re'ei, in the context of the Pasha Tzedaka, Ki Hashem Elokecha Beracha B'chom Asi Yadecha Yochal Afil Yoshe Batil Tamal Omra B'chom Asi Yadecha Yim Asisa Tam Izbarech, the obligation to engage in Ishtadlus V'imla V'incham Izbarech. However, it says Rav Avadya Zatzal, Ulam Rav Noroi Diber Rak Lechides Gula. He's talking about unique, distinct, special individuals. Asher Adir Chetzom Lisalos Bemalos Atera Viras Hashem Tera. They want to elevate themselves, come to high levels of Havana in Liman Atera. Uvifrad Leela Asher Chanan Osam Hashem Kishronos Nadim Betisa Mehira Mizikar Mufa. Those who have phenomenal memories and they're also very agile intellectually. They have intellectual acuity. They can become great. And they can have a massive influence on Klal Yisrael, inspire us, and be mekayer us. So for that person, that's what Rav Noroi was talking about. That a person should recognize if he has children or a child of that caliber, of that inclination, of that capacity, of that ability. So unquestionably, that's exactly what Chazal says, boots and boots in the Katfi Yadia, and that's what one should go ahead and direct that child to that kind of course in life. So in a sense, really what he's saying, Rav Avadya Zatzal, is exactly the same as the position of Rav Chanan Wasserman, as the Peshua, as the Mikna. Don't worry, he quotes all of them. There's no Sefer he doesn't know, he's not aware of. And he essentially cites many, many Mikoros in this direction. And the direction is primarily based upon the Diuk in the Lashon Gemara. And the Roy spoke about, and the Malami is Bini El Torah. The focus is on my son. In the course of it, Hagoyim Rav Avadya says that's all. At the end of the Tshuva, he writes the following. I'll just summarize it. L'or kol ha'amur, nira shekol sheyeshna efsharut sheyamshich ha'dimuda b'yeshiva kedosha, she'oskim b'b'torah b'lvad, someone who has that capacity, the ability just to learn Torah, ain't something she'odud lechaz l'yeshiva kazos, then go to yeshiva tichonit, in order that he should be mushlam b'chol mitzvahs ha'Torah. And he cites a Rambam, which is one of the most famous Rambams, very, very well-known Rambam that's kedai to be cognizant of. Milan and Godome Haraman, Shehid al Atmo be Grosa. The Rambam says, and I'm reading his language that he cites from the Rambam, Shekol Masha, whatever the Rambam did, Bechachma Sacheres, Kephilosophia, studying philosophy and medicine, Eno Elo Leshamesh, Le Rakochos, Ule Tabochos, Le Torah Agdosha, Le Haros Amim Asor Mesiofia, Kitovas Marahi, the Pasig in the Gilas Esther. That anything that the Rambam did, which was of a secular nature, studying medicine and philosophy, was only in order to enhance the Torah. Yet the Rambam constantly was cognizant of the fact that he had to take time out from his schedule, and nismato inosa shel Torah. And so here we have a statement from the Rambam that's clear that the focus of one's life should be limud haTorah. And again, as I said, Rav Avadya Zatzal is machria, that undoubtedly sometimes there's a need to send Rov, most of Klal Yisrael, to receive some sort of education, where they'll get simultaneously an education in limud haTorah and professional aptitude as well. But for the Yechidei Sgula, there's certainly room, there's a makom to act otherwise. Now this Mahalach of Hagoyin Rav Avadya Yosef and Elchana Wasserman, the Pnei Yeshua and the Sefer HaMikneh, is probably most well known in yeshiva circles as the Chiddush of the Briskei Rav. On page number 6, the Briskei Rav actually in Parshas Chayisara and the Chiddush HaGriz Al HaTorah also comes to a very similar kind of conclusion. He writes, and I'll read again Chalokim of this tshuva as well. He cites the Gemara and Kedusha of Rav Noroi. Rameir is the one who said that a person has to teach his son Umnasikia Bakala. And he asks a further question, which is a beautiful chiddush of the Briskei Rav. The Gemara in the Erev and Daf Yud Gimel says Rameir is Rav Noroi. The two are identical. So how is it possible that he can be cholik on himself? On the one hand, he says you should teach your child Umnasikia Bakala. On the other hand, Eini Melamed is Bnei Ela Torah. And what's the language of Ein Melamed Es Bnei? So he writes, V'hanira lomar b'bir al-dover, he cites the Gemara in Brochus, the machlokes between Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig ben Minna d'Archeretz, as opposed to that a person should essentially focus on the study of Torah. And he, on the left-hand column, he says, V'habir, d'ladas Rashbi, ashim min echoy lohut d'labatim in the muda afilu sh'achas, v'akroa d'asap d'gonecho, hainu adeh acherim. Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk of Asat deGanecha is a heter to be bottled from Liman HaTorah in order to engage in the Acheretz. The Abaye, the Kama Harbi also Rabbi Shmuel, also be other Mashma, the Kapasik Hilchaso Rabbi Shmuel. That seems to be the psak, says the Briskei Rav, that is the focus. And then he refers to a Rambam that I will discuss Mitzvah Hashem separately. The Rambam in Shmita Vayevel Perek Yigimel Halacha Yigimel, a Rambam which is generally utilized by the Olam HaYeshivas to back and to defend the position that we should basically become involved in the study of Torah, Kol Hayom Kol Halayla. The Lashon HaRambam is not so clear. He writes, V'lo Sheva Levi Bilvad, that we're given, obviously, no Sheva, no Nachlon Eretz Yisrael, because essentially they are working for Hashem Yisbarach, as it were. Elakol Yishvish, Mikol Boi Eilu, Mashenov, V'ucha Oso, V'hevino Mado, L'ibad Olam V'fei Hashem B'shorso, V'lo'ovdo L'deas Hashem, most people are just running around pursuing material pursuits. But if someone dafka has the inclination, he quotes from the Vilna Gaon, so the Goyin is the makor for this Rambam, Shmitu Yevel, that this refers to the position of Rashbi, of Shimon Yechoi. But the man mizeh, says the Briskei Rav, the Avogad, the Yitzchak Hilchosa, Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig ben Minna d'Acheretz, that's what Abai said. Everyone, essentially, Rov Ha'olam has to be no way to find some sort of umnis. Mikomakom, Gam Zoha Mido, Shal Rashbi, V'chaver, Midahi. Apparently, this also is a position which is a position that is obviously significant. You have an individual who's willing to go ahead and be mitzamtzim, be mistabik b'muot, as far as material matters are concerned, as far as the olam agashmi, ki Hashem yizakol b'olam hazeh dora maspiklo, he's willing to live on a limited kind of budget, unlimited hishtadlus. So that's exactly, says the Rambam, is what Rameh and Amnarai are referring to in the Mishnah. Rameh paskin la'alocha yilamid adam ad b'nai umneskiyah v'kala, which is in accordance with the position of Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig ben minadar acheretz. And Rav Noroi, who's also Rameh, is telling you that there is, however, another midah. There are two midos. And again, what he's saying is similar to the position that was adumbrated earlier. Namely, that for Rav Ha'olam, it's clear that the position of Rabbi Shmuel is the correct position. Of course, one should maximize even for that person, the study of Torah, and try to do what one can in terms of umis. However, the position of Rav Noroi is for Yechidei Segula, and that's what he writes. This midah is a midah for individuals who are obviously extraordinary. And that midah of Rav Shimon Yechoi, in effect, there's no machlokes between the two. And this is how the Briskei Rav is miyashev, the stira between the two seemingly contradictory positions. They're not contradictory. The position of Rav Meir, that a person should be taught umus tekiyah v'kalo, or the position of Rav Yishmael, hadi ben min adar cheretz, applies to Rav Ha'olam. And the other position applies to Yechidei Segula, who are ready to dedicate themselves to a life of Torah, to Hashem Yisbarach, who are willing to be mitzamtim when it comes to material pursuits and the like. And that's what he writes on page number 7. He sums it up, the Briskei Rav over here, v'nei Rambam b'perek Yud-Gimel, the Rambam, in effect, it concludes his statement. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem anoschelki v'kosi atatom v'garoli. So apparently, David HaMelech also adopted this midah, the midah of Rashbi v'chaverav. Otherwise, why the Gemara called this pasuk? So David is among those who exemplify, he epitomizes, he's one of the individuals who obviously follows the midah of Rashim and Yechai, and that's what the pasuk says. Hashem anoschelki v'kosi, she'en ito mishum mishtad l'shev olam. So it requires a person as a tremendous Baal Madriga, a tremendous Baal Bitochon, and that's embedded as well in the Perek at Tehillim, Chav Gimel, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzar, Binos Deshi Arbitzeni, that essentially Hashem is the Roed, the one who is the shepherd, and he's the one who directs and the one who hovers over that individual. He will not be lacking in any area in terms of his ability to make ends meet. And that's Binos Deshi Arbitzeni, Amin Luchasi Aleni, that's the midah of Shimon Yechoi v'chaver. Now, this position is also halacha lemaise, was also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. We saw actually the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Vav, but there's another Mishnah Berurah that essentially takes this position as well, and he refers to this machlokes between Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel, Minadar Cheretz, and Halacha Lamaisa, Mr. Brewer indicates that there's obviously room for the position of Rav Shimon Yechai as well, but these are for Yechidei Segula, and for Rav Kal Yisrael, the position of Rav Meir, Sekiyah V'Kala, is the one that, generally speaking, one should pursue. Okay, Tam Chelek Sheni of this series, and it's Hashem, tomorrow we will further pursue some more mamikamas, and eventually, as I indicated yesterday, I'll discuss some hashkafa that I heard from Hagoyin, the Baron Halevi Salavetz Zatzal, many, many decades ago, relating to this issue of Rabbi Noroi and Rabbi Meir, or if you will, Rabbi Shmuel and Rashbi. And in terms of the resolution, the kibunim, if you will, directions, hashkafic directions in terms of this issue.
Can I ask you a quick question?